Live from the heart of America, I'm Steve Guru, ready to deliver an inclusive and diverse discussion on the most important topics of the day and some less important. But I'll give you better analysis and insight than anyone else because we'll outwork everybody else. And we'll find some hope there when you thought it was starting to fade. Here are three big things you need to know to start your day. Number one, Domino's Pizza thought it could open 800 franchise stores in Italy over time. After 8 years, the company is instead filing for bankruptcy. Yeah, go figure. Number two, Ron DeSantis mocks the NAACP for issuing a travel warning to Florida. Yeah, I'm serious. They really did that, which is shocking and stupid at the same time. And number three, okay, it's been a bit of a crazy week here. The Democrats were left at the altar again because once again, after hyping it for days, another Donald Trump indictment frenzy fizzled into nothing. Nothing. The Fed jumped interest rates by a quarter point again with the hope of stopping inflation without causing more bank failures in the process, which could, this is as low as inflation will go. More quantitative easing could be on the way soon, but that means inflation will be right where it is. The CEO of TikTok got blasted. So did Anthony Fauci and a few others on the Hill this week. It's all big stuff. It's free for all Friday, and that means waiting through as much as possible and seeing what we can figure out together. All right? How about this? How about we get rolling with all of it, and we start here with bite number one. What is the penalty? What is the penalty? Oh, this just lit them up this week. A lot of action on the Hill. What is the penalty for lying on a federal gun background check? Seems like an easy question. But not if you mention Hunter Biden buying a gun illegally and ask why he hasn't been prosecuted. That'll get a little sideways. Listen to this.
Wilcox, if a person lies on Form 4473 and is a user of unlawful drugs, you can get between 5 to 10 years for that. Is that correct? Is that my understanding?
No, I believe Congress changed the sentence last Congress.
What is that sentence now?
Up to 15.
Up to 15 years. Why hasn't Hunter Biden been prosecuted for the crime that he committed?
I'm not aware of the facts of that case and can't comment on it.
Okay, who do we talk to see why this case is not being prosecuted? I mean, he said very clearly in his book that he used drugs, he had a gun.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman.
Steve, point of order.
Totally irrelevant and not germane to this proceeding.
He's got his 5 minutes. Go ahead, continue.
Okay, so I understand why you do not want Mr. Wilcox to answer that question. It's very clear why you don't want, because there's a dual system of justice in America. That's what's going on right now, and everybody's talking about it across America. There's two standards of justice that are going on.
Yeah, Congressman Tiffany of Wisconsin. Why is Hunter Biden not being prosecuted? He admitted it in his book. Haley took that gun and threw it in a trash can, Haley being the widow of Bo, who then became his lover. Again, classy bunch, these Bidens. So sleeping with his sister-in-law after his brother died, classy bunch. The clueless Biden administration has one incompetent person after another, doing nothing more than checking boxes. For example, your Secretary of Energy, Jennifer Granholm, who is routinely just intellectually helpless. Try this one on for size. Listen.
The gas stoves that would be impacted are high-end gas stoves for the most expensive gas stoves. And the reason why they were found to be inadequate is because in many cases they have very heavy grates and the burners can be an oval shape, which causes an excess amount of natural gas to be emitted relative to the pot that's on there. So it's just, it's a wasteful use of natural gas.
Would you allow her to do anything for your business? Anything. You see, it's an oval and it uses more natural gas. Yeah, the reason, it's star-shaped, actually. I know I have a gas stove that has some star-shaped burners. Why? Even heat distribution. Does he use more gas? I doubt it. And it's more inefficient? That's not what the argument was. The argument was it causes asthma and it you know, puts poison in the air and we're all going to die in some such nonsense, right? Some such nonsense. That's Jennifer Granholm. She's your energy secretary. Not enough energy in her brain to pop a balloon, but hey, she's out there getting it, and she checks a box. Lieutenant Colonel Alan West says it's time to get off the Black Lives Matter plantation. This is a great little exchange. Racism is always at the forefront, right? When in doubt, scream racism. Then you can end the argument before you actually start, because that way you don't have to intellectually defend yourself. You don't have to have a better argument. You just scream racism and point your finger and jump up and down and hold your breath and stomp your feet and act like a petulant five-year-old and have no discussion of substance. Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. Yeah, he says it's time to get off the Black Lives Matter plantation when challenged. Listen to this.
So I have a quote from you here. It says, I think that there meaning the Black Lives Matter movement, whole existence is just a liberal progressive socialist movement to make sure they keep the black community on the 21st century economic plantation that's been created by the left. Would you like to clarify that?
I can clarify it very easily. You can follow the money, and the money of Black Lives Matter goes back to a guy, George Soros, so that tells you one thing. And let me tell you, all lives matter. It's not just about Black Lives Matter, okay? Now, if you really are concerned, start talking about school choice in the black community. If you really are concerned, start talking about the decimation of the black family, which I don't hear. Do not be manipulated by people that are using you as a political tool so that you can keep your own people suppressed. Get off the plantation and think on your own.
Get off the plantation and think on your own. You see, the Democrat Party needs victims. With no victims, they have no industry, because their industry is victims and votes and power. If they keep casting you as a victim and offering you some money, just a few shinkles, just enough to, you know, get you by and just enough to keep you going, and then claim the other side will take away those few shinkles from you and you'll have nothing. Well, then they can buy votes, you see. They can buy votes. Joe Biden was on the podium yesterday. He got a bit distracted. Not sure where he is most of the time. He's not sure where he is most of the time. You decide. Here it is, bite four. Listen.
Lactose, a low prescription drug cost. Drug companies that raise prices faster than inflation. Now, that's all right. We like babies. You don't have to worry about it. It's okay. It's all right. In fact, I like babies better than people.
Yeah. It's all right. We like people better than you. sorry. Sorry, Joe, but you're incompetent. Worst president of not only my lifetime, but of all time. So you're a champion, my friend. You're the worst of all time. God bless you on this Friday. Joe. Oh, good Lord. What's that? Well, you change it. I'm not going to change it. Look, I changed it last time. Imagine the Secret Service. You change it. I'm not doing it again. He had peas for lunch. Quick break. Free for all Friday. We'll talk finances in a moment. Don't go anywhere.
Tomorrow is happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
Raise your health IQ on everything in school sports, from concussions to nutrition and much, much more, at the health and safety page of the MHSAA website. You can download information and take a variety of free online health courses. It's the hub dedicated to helping schools provide a healthy participation environment for student athletes. Just click Health and Safety from the homepage of the MHSAA website. A message from the MHSAA promoting the value and values of educational athletics.